Walking Route 5. A water trail. Marais, Cavada, Batan. Duration, 2 hours 15 minutes. Uphill incline, 265 meters. 869 feet. Downhill incline, 265 meters. 869 feet. Horizontal distance, 7.9 kilometers. 4.9 miles. Route type, circular. Severity of terrain, 1. Route orientation, 2. Difficulty rating, 2. Degree of effort required, 2. Times are estimated with no stops and based on excursion information method criteria, MIDE in its Spanish initials. Calculations are based on 2017 data. This route, which is approximately 7.9 kilometers long, 4.9 miles, is circular, which means we can choose the most convenient starting point. The best place to leave our vehicle is the car park located behind the parish church of San Martino do Porto, and so we will take this as our starting point. The name of this route, the water trail, is due to the fact that practically half of it, 3.4 kilometers or 2.1 miles, runs along the banks of the River Castro. Furthermore, the sea is visible from the highest points along the route. However, it could also be called the Mill Trail, as in the borough of Cabanas alone, there are no fewer than 34 listed mills lining the River Castro, although unfortunately, a number of them are in ruins. Our route starts in the San Martino do Porto Cemetery car park. Some 50 meters away stands the Church of San Martino do Porto, a rectangular building with a characteristically Baroque facade and central nave and an apse in the Renaissance style. One of the most notable features of the facade is the bell tower, together with the figure of Saint Martin on horseback. We leave the cemetery and turn right, following the course of the river. Indeed, we will be accompanied by the burbling of the water for much of the route. We cross over the river, leaving the mill behind us on our left, making our way along an earth footpath. To our left, we can see the Eladia Marinho Junior School, and a little further down, the sports pavilion. Our route takes us along the streets known as Travesía del Río 1 and Camino del Río, both of which boast magnificent views of the Ría, or tidal inlet. We continue along the street known as Travesía Batán and then Batán de Abaixo, keeping the river to our right. Some 15 meters further on stands a superb mill which is fully operational and belongs to a local family. Our route continues first along Batán Arriba and then Camino del Abaixo. At the end of this street, we must turn right into the DP1502 road. At the second crossroads, we turn left into Peña del Pico Road, before continuing right along Peña del Pico 1, which marks the start of an uphill climb along an earth track. The sense of solitude and absolute peace and quiet is well worth the effort. On coming to Os Anidos, we continue to our left along an earth track that will bring us to the Limodre and Peña del Pico roads. We turn left onto the earth track which leads into a leafy wood. During this section of the route, there are a number of turnings to the right, but we must continue straight on. The route runs through a magnificent oak grove peppered with a wide variety of ferns, offering us the chance to admire the lush vegetation that characterizes this area. We continue uphill, admiring the enchanting landscape that looks like something out of a fairy tale. Some 500 meters into the wood, there is a fork in the path. We must take the left-hand turning. The atmosphere is one of absolute peace and quiet. Nature in all its essence. We continue on our way towards Pudurical. On reaching the end of the path, we continue along the tarmac road to the right, known as Aldea Pudurical. As we make our way along this section of the route, we will see the chapel of El Buen Jesús to our left. This is a small private church with a rectangular layout built in the Baroque style. The facade features a small statue of the boy Jesus carved in stone. A short distance further on, we will come across a fountain and washing place where travelers can rest and freshen up. At the end of the Aldea Pudrical road stands Pazo de Freyan. The earliest record of this manor house dates back to 1762, when Gaspar María Maldonado Pita da Vega y Pimentel was named owner and lord of the manor known as Freyan. We now head towards the right along the AC-122 road. Crossing this road, we take the first turning on the left into Acosta Road. We cross the railway bridge and continue to the end of Acosta Road. From here, we turn right, and then left at the next crossroads into Almeiras Road, where we take another left turn. When we come to the bridge over the River Castro, to our right, we will be able to see Rio Castro Beach, which forms a natural boundary between the boroughs of Cabanas and Fene. This beach is the site of the ruins of the Molino de Mares tide mill. During the winter months, it was driven mainly by the water from the River Castro. But during summer, a lock system took advantage of the rising and ebbing tides. We continue along the road to Chamoso, situated to our right. We carry straight on, past a turning on the right and another on the left. We make our way along the main road, keeping the railway line to our left. To our right, we will see a path leading down to Chamoso Beach. This is a golden sandy beach, bathed by calm waters with a moderate swell, making it ideal for bathing. Further on, we will go through the railway underpass before continuing to the end of the Chamoso Road. At the end of the Chamoso Road, we head left along the AC-122 road, before taking the first turning on the right and continuing as far as the San Martino do Porto Cemetery car park and the end of our route.